Praise.
Yeah. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And everything within me.
Everything within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And everything within me.
Everything within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Say, he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Say, he's
worthy.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And then worthy of our praise, is he not? Amen, hallelujah. And I know that, you know, we've been out working today. You know, we're a little tired. We done lost an hour of sleep. But let me tell you something, he's still worthy. Amen, he's worthy of all our praise, all our adoration. God is worthy of that. Amen, hallelujah. And I celebrate our King because he has done great and marvelous things for me. Amen, hallelujah. I don't know about what he did for you, but I know what he did for me. And because he healed my body, and because he's sustaining my body, come on, hallelujah, he's worthy. Come on, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Can't nobody do us like the Lord can. Come on, say he's worthy.
Worthy.
Say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Listen, when I went to the doctor last year and they told me my kidney count was rising, I said, well, praise God. And when I went back, hallelujah, Thanksgiving time last year, and she turned around and she said to me, my nephrologist, she said, you got normal kidney function. I don't got time. Listen, God is worthy. Oh, say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Oh, say he's worthy. The goodness of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on, and all that he's done for us. Our soul cries out, hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our soul cries out. Say, my soul cries out.
Oh,
come on right there. My soul cries out.
My soul cries out.
My soul cries out.
My soul cries out.
Say, my soul cries out.
My soul. Woo!
You, but I'm excited.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, hallelujah. Because I went from I don't know if I'm going to have to take medicine to sustain the function of my kidneys.
Hallelujah.
Huh? To its normal kidney function.
Normal.
Normal. How? Normal. That's why he's worthy. Woo! Hallelujah, he's worthy. And I don't know what God's done for you. I don't know if God healed your body. I don't know if God sustained you at work. I don't know if God is blessing you in every area, any other area, but I know what he's doing for me. Hallelujah. So I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Yeah.
Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord tonight? And are you excited to be in God's presence?
Yes, Lord.
Come on, let's put our hands together for a few seconds. Come on. Right there, come on.
Come
it
on.
Says clap your hands. All ye people. Ha! Come on. Hey! Oh, yeah! Come on, let's clap. Clap, 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 clap. Worthy. He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Come on, let me hear. He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Are you? Is he worthy? He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
How? He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Say he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Come on, right here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. How many? We're going to still bless the Lord. We're still blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. We're still blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. And that's what we're getting ready to sing. Our sister Ariella is going to lead us. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to just worship and continue praising God with us on tonight. Amen. We'll bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me.
Sing.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless your name.
Yes.
I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, I will bless your name. I will your name. I will bless your name.
I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name. I will bless your name.
You are worthy.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Because you're righteous.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Because you're worthy.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Because you're a healer.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
You're a provider.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
I will bless your name. I will bless your name,
I will bless your name,
I will bless your name. Oh, Father, we will bless your name. Oh, you've been so good to us, Father.
Yes, you
have. Oh, you made a way, you made a way.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Jesus.
I will bless your name.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
I will bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You, Lord, you are holy. Amen. And no one will worship you for me. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how I'm going to, my response. That's the name of the song. My response is hallelujah. You're my redeemer. Hallelujah. My response is hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're my redeemer. Hallelujah. Come on, my response is
my response is.
Can we say hallelujah? You're my redeemer. Hallelujah. You have rescued my life. You have rescued my life, and I'm never going back. Is that your testimony this evening? Come on, say, you have rescued my life, and I'm never going back. Come on, say, you have rescued my life.
You have rescued my life.
Anybody a witness to his whispering?
You have rescued my life.
Come on, hallelujah. And I'm never. You have rescued my life. Come on, and I'm
never.
Over and over, you have
rescued
rescued my life.
You never left me or forsaken.
I never go.
Glory of the Lord.
Glory of the Lord.
Let it rise.
Rise.
We've come to bless the Lord tonight. How many people are glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. We've come to bless him and we've come to lift him up, for he's worthy, amen, to be praised. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, amen, the name of the Lord is worthy, amen, to be praised. Amen. How many people came expecting God, amen, to do something great in the room for you tonight? I don't know what you came in the door with tonight, but we're believing God that by the time you leave out of here, that healing will take place. Amen. That deliverance will take place. Amen. That God will meet your need tonight. Amen. We've come expecting God to do something great tonight. Amen. So at this time, we're going to prepare ourselves, amen, for our congregational hymn. Amen. Our First Lady Lawrence is coming at this time. Amen. Oh, how, amen, I love Jesus. Amen. Followed by our prayer. Amen. And our scripture tonight. Amen. We're going to ask the media department. Oh, thank you. There it is.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Come on. Oh, oh, how I love thee. And we say, oh. Oh, oh, because thee. Oh. Oh, we say, oh, oh, how, because it tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe.
Thessalonians 5 and 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you. Let us pray. Most merciful and gracious God, creator of us all, Father, we come to you on this evening with humble minds and hearts. We come, Heavenly Father, just to thank you. We thank you, oh God, for this time and for this moment. We thank you, oh merciful God, for everyone under the sound of my weak voice. We thank you, God, for being a part of the living on this day. Oh God, and we just thank you for all that you've done, but most of all, God, we thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. Oh God, we thank you for your love and your grace, your mercy and your kindness. God, we thank you for your provision and your protection you give us day by day. God, we thank you for being our everlasting Father. God, we thank you because you are the creator of us all. God, we thank you because you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. God, we thank you for wisdom and understanding. Oh, God, we thank you for wellness and healing our bodies. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. Oh, God, we thank you because you are the one that give us all that we need and when we need it and when we want it. God, we thank you because you've been so good and so kind. God, we thank you for being given us the citizenship of the United States of America. But God, please look down on us right now. The government is not doing what they're supposed to do. God, please just touch their hearts and minds that they will do right by your people. God, keep us and we shall be kept. Strengthen us, God, and we shall be strengthened in a mighty way. Now, God, please just touch the preacher man on tonight. Oh, God, give him the words that you want him to say. Oh, God, let him say them the way that you want him to say them. God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for his spouse to stand by his side. Oh, God, please just keep us all under your care. Don't let us fall. But if we fall, reach way down and pick us up and put us on a rock to stay, the rock of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we just thank you. Once again, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Jesus, triumph and interest. I'm going to read in Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 through 9. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go unto the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ox tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say the Lord had need of them, and straightway he will send them. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy kingdom come unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foals of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the tree, and straightway in the way. And verse 9 says, and the multitude that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Mm-hmm.
this time, amen, we're going to have our welcome address, amen, coming from our Reverend Carolyn Ricks on behalf of Greater Cornerstone.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I know that sometimes on a Wednesday evening, folks could be a little restricted, but I come to let you know this is a house of praise and worship. Amen? Hallelujah. We, Greater Cornerstone Baptist Church, under the auspice and leadership and anointing of the Reverend Dr. Niles R. Wilson and our First Lady, Latasha L. Wilson, and the Greater Cornerstone family, want you to know that you are welcome to worship. You are welcome to praise Him. You are welcome to sing. You are welcome to shout. If it's in you, let it out of you. Hallelujah. Yes. Don't be so constricted. Hallelujah. Because I don't know what you've been through. But before, I had to press. I had to press. So I don't make any excuses. I'm not going to say excuse me, because when the Spirit of the Lord comes, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't sit and look at me. Hallelujah. There's going to be preaching. There's going to be deliverance. And there's going to be healing. You're welcome.
That's a good place to give God some praise. I think somebody just thought about what the Lord did for you. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, any witnesses in here that your soul cries out? Hallelujah. I thank God. I don't know about you, but I thank God for saving me. Oh, y'all don't want to have no church on a Wednesday. Might as well give it to him. Put those sanctified hands together. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. For he's worthy, amen, on this evening to be praised. Amen. We will draw your... We will draw your attention inside the bulletin. Amen. Inside your bulletin, amen, we have a sign-up sheet for our health and wellness initiative that United Clergy of the Oranges is presenting. And we are in need of volunteers. Amen. So we're asking those in the congregation, if you would be so kind, if you're willing to volunteer. Amen. The time and the time and the date is on the form. If you will fill it out, take a moment to fill it out. And when you come around to bring your offering, we ask you to put the flyer inside of the offering basket, and we will contact you with further details and instructions concerning, amen, the Health and Wellness Day. Amen. 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 It's going to be a lovely event, and we need volunteers to help us so it can be a success. Amen. At this time, amen, we're going to call up our First Lady, Stephanie Clegg. Amen. She is, amen, the wife of our preacher tonight. Amen. And she is going to come and she's going to introduce, amen, our selection, amen, for tonight. Amen. As the instructions of Pastor Robert Clegg for you to come forward. Amen. You're introducing the singer for this evening.
Praise the Lord, everybody. How many know God is good?
Amen.
He's good all the time. Am I right about that? So we got a little choir tonight, y'all. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to say this. My wife just came out of surgery 2 weeks ago. Amen. And it was a major surgery. And we went to the doctor last week to get a follow-up report. And they can't believe how fast God has how fast she's recovering from the surgery. So she was bent and bound to be here tonight. And so we do have a little choir tonight, y'all. Come on and clap your hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a little, amen. And so my wife is coming in her own way. I didn't know what she was going to do, y'all. That's why I told Pastor Lauren, just tell my wife to do it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't know what she had planned, but amen. So as they come, y'all give us some praise and let's give God glory. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hello. Woo, there we go. Hallelujah. As my husband said, God is amazing. Amen. I cried when my surgery date got moved back because I thought I was going to miss the Lenten season, okay? I don't like missing the Lenten season. Amen. This is our high holy time for Christians. Amen. For us to give God glory and be reflective and sacrificial because of the sacrifice he made for us, right? Amen. So this song just simply says he brought me through this. He brought me through that. Amen. And Lord, I'm grateful to you. Amen. You brought me through this. You brought me through that. Lord, I'm grateful. Come on and sing it with me.
To you.
Sing that again. You brought me.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. As we continue in the spirit of worship, it is now time to worship through our giving. Amen. Worship is incomplete without giving, without an offering. Amen. And so you all think it's just about money. If you don't have a dime in your pocket, you can give God some praise.
Yeah, well.
And so certainly we want to. Oh, man, my Cash App has $17,000. Don't make any. Amen. Amen. My heart's desire. Did I say my heart's desire? Amen. Is to give 90 and live off the 10. See, a tithe is just the beginning. My heart's desire is to give 90, live off the 10. And the God I serve can elevate my salary, my 10. Our scripture lesson for our offertory is Deuteronomy 8 and 18 reads on this wise: you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the land of your wealth. Amen. I ain't gonna talk about your pants, y'all, but it's God. It's God that that allows us to get wealth to pay the mortgage, to pay the rent, to help the kids through school, to eat, to put clothes. It's God. God allows us to get wealth in order to sow back into God's kingdom. God doesn't put a tax on us. The government takes between 17 and 25%. They take it. God said, bring your tithe to the storehouse, that there will be meat in my house. Try me, test me, prove me. See if I won't open your window of heaven, shower you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. Amen. United Clergy of the Oranges, we don't take an offering, we do receive one. If you're giving by way of Cash App, it is in the program. You can put that $17,000 in. It is $Orange United Clergy 2. If you're giving by way of Cash App, we would that you would continue to come and just tap the basket. Amen. We want everybody. If you don't have a dime, we want you to tap the basket. Amen. Amen. Believing that God will bless you on this time next week, that you will be able to give. Amen. We received two offerings, one for our preacher, amen, Reverend Dr. Robert Clegg, amen, my friend, amen, and the second offering will be for the United Clergy of the Oranges. If you're making checks out to the United Clergy of the Oranges, make them out to the United Clergy of the Oranges. If you're making checks out to the preacher, Reverend Robert Clegg, amen, amen. We're going to ask our treasurer, Reverend McKay, if she would come, past President Lori Williams, if she would come to help receive this offering. Amen. This is worship. 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 God, we love you. We love you. Hiya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Reverend Lori Williams will be holding the basket for our preacher. Reverend McKay will be holding the basket for the United Clergy of the Oranges. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask the clergy if they would come first. Clergy, you know what you've been asked to do. Amen. So we would that you would come at this time. Mm-hmm. Things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we give of thee. Yes. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this time of worship, by worshiping through our giving. God, we thank you for those that gave, those that had a mind to give, but not the resources. Now, Lord, bless this offering a hundredfold for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. It is in your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, amen, for your liberal giving on this evening. At this time, we've come to introduce our preacher for this evening in the person of Pastor Robert Clegg. He is the senior pastor of the New Covenant Baptist Church located in the city of Newark, New Jersey. Pastor Clegg has been married to his lovely wife, who we heard sing, First Lady Clegg. They've been married for 25 years. Amen. And their lovely daughter, Miss Chanel, is here. Pastor Clegg has been pastoring at New Covenant for the last 20 years. Amen. In Pastor Clegg's spare time, you will find him reading many books, preparing himself, amen, to prepare God's people, amen, with a word of encouragement and direction. So after the choir sings, the next voice you will hear will be that of our preacher, Pastor Robert Clegg.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me see the hands of those who trust God. I mean, really trust God. Even when things look bad, when they feel bad, when we're in pain, when we're in discouraged, trust God. I trust God. That's why I don't worry about surgery. I don't worry about these things. I trust God. Amen. I'm in His hands. Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fight, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. And what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. My Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never Jesus is mine. Fourth man in the fight, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. And what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail.
Trust in God. If you trust in the Lord, stand to your feet and wave your hands all over the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Come on, let me see you stand and wave your hands all over the sanctuary. How many know the Lord has heard your cry?
The Lord, and he heard, and he answered.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, let us go to the book of Matthew, chapter 21. You've already heard it in your hearing. Hallelujah, somebody. I just want to read verses 8 and 9. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way, and the multitudes that went before that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. You may have your seat. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Preacher gonna preach tonight. Ride on. King Jesus. Amen. Given to greet you in the name of him who ordered my steps out of darkness into the marvelous light. None other than Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Given honor to our President of the United Clergy. Amen, somebody. Giving honor to the host, pastor, my friend, that preaching is preaching that ever preached to preach. Pastor Niles Wilson, amen. To all the United Clergy, amen. All the pastors and preachers that's here, to saints, members, and friends, amen. We're glad to be here, amen. Can y'all give me just a little bit more volume with my voice a little bit? Getting old now, voice cracking, amen. A little upset with the clergy. I came last week, and I've been seeing like Pastor Platt and Pastor Wilson and some of the other preachers. I've been seeing them wear the cross necklace, and so I don't normally wear the cross necklace, but I said tonight I'm going to wear my cross necklace. Bishop Cook, amen. Good to see you. Amen. And I'm going to wear my cross necklace, and I come in here, not one preacher got their cross. And then Pastor Lawrence put salt in the wound, he said, you only wear it when you're preaching. Amen. Listen, let's get to the word of God. Amen. Ride on, King Jesus. Amen. I'm doing the entry. Last week, we heard from Pastor Robinson, and she talked about the plot and the plan. Amen. They had a plot, but God had a plan. And part of that plan was to have his son Jesus to ride triumphantly into Jerusalem. My brothers and sisters, I don't have no fancy introduction for y'all tonight. I just want to teach just a little bit. When we look at the four Gospels, there are the three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's called what they call them Synoptic Gospels. Because many scholars believe that through the style and writing that Mark is the earliest Gospel. And Matthew and Luke took from Mark's Gospel and added to it. Amen. When you read those Gospels, you will see that many of those are the Synoptic Gospels. You will see that they will mention the same events, very similar. But I tell people, don't get upset because they mention the same event, but you see a little difference. It's like watching a car accident. You can have four people watch the accident. And when you talk to each person,
they'll give you something different. One person may talk about the driver. Another person might talk about the car. Somebody might focus on the dent. Somebody might focus on what happened previously. But when you finish talking to each one, you'll have the full story. That's what Matthew, Mark, and Luke do as synoptic gospels. They give you the complete story. But then when we talk about the gospels, we're talking about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And because the reason we say that, because there's certain things in Matthew, Mark, and Luke that's not in John. And there's certain things in John that's not in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But this is the one event that all four of them records. Jesus riding into Jerusalem. The reason I decided to preach from the book of Matthew because of his purpose in writing his book. Matthew writes his book to show the Jews that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. Throughout his book, he writes to show that Jesus is the king. Can I get a witness in here? I mean, when you look at, I like to look at what I call the book context. You have immediate context, you have book context, and then you have the Bible context. Immediate context is what when you read your scripture, that's your immediate context. Your book context gives you the theme of what the writer is talking about. And then you can find that same theme throughout the Bible. Tonight, I want to look at what we call the immediate context. Because when we look at the book of Matthew, throughout from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 28, Matthew lets you know that Jesus is the king that the Jews have been waiting for. When you look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, you see where he says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call him his name Emmanuel," which is translated God with us. When you look at chapter 2, the wise men came to Herod and said, "We're looking for the king that's born in Bethlehem." When we look in chapter 3, we see that the baptism of Jesus, and when Jesus came out the water, we saw the Trinity. We saw the Father speaking, the dove, the Holy Spirit lit on him like a dove, and the Son was coming out of the water. And it was God that said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." Amen, somebody. In the fourth chapter, we see that Matthew again talks about Jesus being the long-awaited king. Because he says in Matthew 4 and 15, he says, "The people sat in darkness, but they have seen a great light." That great light is Jesus Christ. Even in Matthew 21, we see Jesus riding in on Jerusalem. But Matthew wants to let us know he's not just riding in. He's the king that's riding in. Can I talk to you for a minute? Yes, my brothers and sisters, Jesus fulfills the prophecy. Matthew want to let us know that God told David, he said, "I'm going to put a descendant on your throne forever." And Matthew records in chapter 22, verses 44 and 45, that Jesus is that king that's going to sit on the throne forever. But then not only that, Matthew goes even further in 26, and Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I say to you hereafter, you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right-hand side of power and coming on the clouds of heaven," because he is king, y'all. Can I get a witness in here? When he was standing before Pilate, Pilate said, "Who are you, the king of the Jews?" He said, "Yes, I am." In every chapter of Matthew, you see that Matthew is letting you know Jesus is the king. Yeah. Why is that so important? Because right now we have several people in this world that's trying to be kings. Yeah, well, y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. All of them trying to be kings, but there's only one king. Can I get a witness in here? His name is Jesus Christ. And so Matthew writes his gospel to let people know, even if you're not a Jew, if you read Matthew's gospel, you will see that Jesus is a king. Yes. Amen, somebody. Somebody say, we come from royalty. So if y'all don't mind, can I do like a little Sunday school teaching? He says, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethany, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find a donkey, some of y'all said ass in the Bible, tied and a colt with her, loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord have need of them, straightway he will send them. My brothers and sisters, it's not a point, but I just want to say something to you guys tonight. One of the things is that when Jesus told his disciples to go get the donkey, amen, somebody, he didn't have time to make arrangements, but God is omniscient. He knows everything. And why do I want to say that? Because if you think God has left you, God is so omniscient, he knows everything. He has not forgot where he left you at. You just got to wait till he manifested. Amen, somebody. The old people say he may not come when you want him, but he's always, y'all better help me preach this thing. So watch this. It says, and all this was done, because we got to talk about Jesus. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. Tell ye the what? The daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass. Y'all see that? And a colt, the foal of an ass. Or shall I say a donkey? And just in case that's King James language. Amen. First thing we see is the prophecy of Matthew's gospel. The prophecy of Jesus being the king. My brothers and sisters, what we need to understand is that Matthew is quoting from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. In Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, it says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just, having salvation, lowly, and riding on a donkey, a colt of the foal of a donkey. You see, my brothers and sisters, Matthew quotes many Old Testament scriptures to let you know that the Messiah that they talked about in the Old Testament is riding through Jerusalem. In Micah chapter 5, verse number 2, there's a prophet that said that Jesus the King is going to be born in Bethlehem. And the Bible lets us know that when you run over to the New Testament, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Can I get a witness in here? But then also Isaiah says, you'll be able to tell your king, no, he's not going to ride in the Lamborghini. He's not going to be dressed in Gucci and Fendi. No, he's not going to do that. But the Spirit of the Lord is going to be upon him. And he's going to have so much power that when he preached good tidings to the poor, he's going to heal the brokenhearted. He's going to set the captives free. And he's going to open up prison doors so people can get delivered. There's been a prophecy about him being the king. And my brothers and sisters, what I love about Jesus being my king is that not only is he my king, but he's just. Not only is he just, but he brings salvation. Not only does he bring salvation, but he's greater than anybody I know. Now, y'all don't have to shout with me. You don't have to clap your hands. But if you know Jesus is king in your life, if you know Jesus have overruled some stuff in your life, if you know you should have been down, but it was the king that picked you back up, you was losing your mind, but the king gave you back your peace, somebody in here ought to clap your hands, lift your hands up in the air, and say, Lord, I thank you for my king. He makes a way out of no way. He put food on my table. Can I get a witness in here? He provides for my needs. The prophecy said the king is coming. Hallelujah, somebody. And he's riding on the donkey. Now I got to look at this donkey. There is a purpose. Let me rephrase it like this. God has a purpose for everybody in this place. I see little Judy. Amen. God has a purpose for everybody in this place. You have been set apart not just to shout. You have been set apart not just to speak in tongues. You've been set apart not to just wait till the music. You hear your favorite song and you decide you're going to stand up. You've been set apart to be used to the glory of God. This text teaches us, we see that that Jesus is fulfilling this prophecy, but let's look at the preparation and the purpose of this donkey. First of all, the donkey was never ridden. See, the mother was ridden, but the colt wasn't ridden. Y'all don't like my message. See, the mother knew what it was like to be ridden, but she was probably rode by the wrong master. And some of us in here, let me stop. Let me move on. He rode on a colt because that colt had not been ridden before. That colt was used for a sacred purpose. Lord, have mercy. I noticed, I said, why is it that I would have, now listen, I used to train horses. I was a cowboy. Oh, yeah, I had my cowboy hat, black hat. I used to dress like Lil' Joe on Bonanza. Amen. I had a horse like Lil' Joe. I had saddle and everything. And there's nothing good when you get on a horse and he start bucking. I'd rather get on a horse that's going to let me ride him. But see, whenever you get on a horse that's unbroke, in order for him to let you ride it, he has to know that you are his master. The reason he rode on this colt, because he had to let the colt know that he was in charge. And some of y'all in here, the reason why God is working in your life and have to take your friends away, got to take your money away, got to take your finances away, got to take your boo away, it's because God is trying to break you and let you know that he's in charge. Oh, y'all ain't got to say amen. The reason why you're here tonight is because God was in charge. The reason why the devil haven't taken you out, because God is in charge. The reason why you survived that surgery, because God is in charge. Don't mess with me tonight. I'll preach if y'all take your foot off the brakes. But my brothers and my sisters, we need to know right now that God has a purpose for you and I. And when God is on your side, oh, Lord, have mercy. He's more than the world against you. Can I look at one more thing about this donkey? Not only was he used for sacred use, but he submitted to God. Amen, somebody. The word submit, hupoteso, it means to fall under. Hallelujah, somebody. And the reason why some of us are not blessed, because we don't know how to. But if you want to get blessed, so I have some witnesses in the house, that when you're in the will of God, no matter how the storm is raging, how many of you can testify if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you wouldn't even be here. But when you fall under the will of God, God will bless you. When you fall under the will of God, you'll get benefits from God. When you fall under the will of God, you will get to have a personal relationship. When you fall under the will of God, you will see how God can move in your life. But the problem was, we got stubborn, stiff-necked people. They don't know how to raise their hand. Talk about how good God's been to you. You're sitting down like a bump on the log. You've been eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks in between. God's been good to you. He's been better to you than you've been to yourself. And you're still sitting down like a bump on the log. Let me tell you something. When you submit under the will of God, you will have to testimony. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. What's the matter with Jesus? He's all right. What's the matter with Jesus? You got to submit. You got to submit. You got to submit. Chris, I was looking at a camel the other day. You know I love animals. And I was looking at a camel, and the camel's all the way up here. The man is nowhere near the camel. He's a little short man. little turban on his head. All he did was just give the camel a command, the man and the camel kneel. And I found out that because the camel kneeled, he was able to bear the burdens that was on his back because he listened to his master. Can I get a witness in here? I want to let y'all know that when you got God, when you're under the will of God, he'll give you strength to make it through anything. When you're under the will of God, God will give you power. Can I get a witness in here? When you're under the will of God, you will see the blessings of God reign in your life. All you got to do is submit. But then, let me leave this donkey alone. I could be here all day with this donkey. Well, I got one more thing to say about him. I'm going to close. I found out that these clothes that they put on his back. I said, okay, I need to understand. I put a saddle on the back. But as I was studying Pastor Wilson and Pastor Lawrence said I love to read books, and I was reading some books, I found out that a lot of times when they would put something on the donkey's back, it would be in the shape of a cross. When Abraham was carrying Isaac up to the Mount Sinai, and while he was carrying him up there, and he had to carry some wood, they put it on the donkey. Come to find out, that little saddle was in the shape of a Lord have mercy. Let me tell you something. You can holler Hosanna, but Jesus came to save your soul. That's what Jesus, that's what, you cannot have Jesus unless you go by the cross. And I know everybody's telling y'all to be relevant, and they're telling everybody that God's going to bless you and God loves your mess and all this stuff. Let me tell you something. If you want to see a move of God, if you want to have a personal relationship with God, you got to go by the cross. Jesus came to die for wretches like you and me. You ain't got to say nothing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now found, but blind, but now I see. When he died for us, he didn't die because we was perfect. He didn't die because we was holy. He died in spite of our faults. He looked beyond our faults, and he met our needs. Can I get a witness in here? And we need somebody. You shouldn't be happy because you got money in the bank. You shouldn't be happy because you got a fine car. Be happy that you got salvation. Be happy that God brought forgiveness between you and the Father. Be happy that we have eternal life. That's what the cross is about. God created you for a specific purpose. But check this out. I like what Miles Monroe said. Miles Monroe said, God created you for a specific purpose and gave you the exact amount of time to require to fulfill your purpose. Your age don't impress God. You're never too young and you're never too old. All God needs somebody to do is say, yes, Lord. Can I get a witness in here? Oh, my brothers and sisters, somebody here ought to shout because when you was going to the club and you drank your liquor, you better be glad that somebody didn't poison your liquor. But the reason why you're still here, because God got a purpose for you. The reason why nobody was able to abort you, because God got a purpose for you. The reason why you went through that abusive relationship, because God got a purpose for you. The reason why you had to struggle through the storm, because God got a purpose for you. You may come from a bad family, but the reason why you're still here, because God has a purpose for you. Can I get a witness in here? The purpose and the preparation of this donkey was to be used by God. And as vessels of God, we need to understand that God don't allow us to just work in the flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Y'all don't mind scripture, do you? But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed, Because God has a purpose for you. Let me move on here. In verse number 6, it says, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They submitted to Jesus. And they brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their clothes. And they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and threw them in the way. And the multitude that went before, that followed, crying, saying, Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the highest. I told you about the prophecy of the king. I told you about the purpose and preparation of the king, for the king. But let me tell you the praise of the king. They spread their clothes. This was something they did in ancient times whenever a king came to town. They would take their clothes and they would take palm branches and they would put them in the road as a sign that the king is coming. Can I get a witness in here? Yes. My brothers and sisters, they didn't really understand. And let me just say this. They made a lot of noise, but they made it for the wrong reason. I used to want to shout people. I used to want to see them shout. But I found out that the people that shouted the most did the least. I don't preach for a shout no more. I preach that God would change people's hearts and change their mind. I'm so sick and tired of people always asking God for material stuff, always asking God for this and for that. Is there anybody here that's just thankful that God is in your life? Can I just get somebody in here without doing backflips and jump flips and stuff? Is there anybody here that's just glad that Jesus came into your life? Is there anybody just glad to have Jesus as your Savior? Is there anybody just glad that he woke you up this morning and started you on your way? Is anybody here glad that he gave you activity of your limbs? Is anybody here glad that you just saved? They was hollering Hosanna because they wanted God to do something materialistically for them. To release them from Roman government. So they can live high on the hog. Can I just say something to y'all? God does not save us to live high on the hog. Now, if God has blessed you to live high on the hog, then eat the hog. But let me tell you something. I have made up in my mind. I don't care what comes and what goes. I don't care if I'm on the mountain or in the valley. I don't care if I got a steak or a bologna sandwich. But I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praises will continually be in my mouth. The people hollered, Hosanna. My brothers and sisters, as they was hollering, Hosanna, this is part of what they call the Hallel Psalms. When you look in Psalms 113 to 118, these are songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. So when they sang Hosanna, they were not singing just for the sake of singing a song to feel good. They needed some deliverance. How many people need some deliverance? And when we look at, and I'm almost done, y'all. I know I've been up here for a minute. I'm trying to run out of this thing now. And when I look at the state of this country, and I'm listening to young people trying to commit suicide, and I'm looking at the violence that's going on, we need to say Hosanna. When I look at all these abusive relationships and these pathological relationships that's going on, we need to holler, Lord, deliver us. They said, Hosanna, he who comes in the name of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, not only did they put clothes in the street, they put palm branches in the street. Palm branches was symbolic of victory. When you run over to Revelation chapter 7, hallelujah, verse number 9, the Bible said they were shouting in heaven,
but they had palm branches. Hallelujah, somebody. Because they understood they had the victory. My brothers and sisters, let me just say something to y'all sometime. Let me just say, if you know you got victory, y'all to come into church like you got victory. Hallelujah, somebody. And I want to ask somebody, anybody here got victory in the name of Jesus? Oh, yes, my brothers and my sister. And the reason why they put the palm branches out there, because they wanted to show that Jesus is king. But one thing I love about my king worked miracles, y'all. My king, I don't need no stones crying out for me. Because my king had worked miracles in my life. Can I get a witness in here? I remember my king is so bad, he made a donkey talk to a lamb. My king is so bad, he used a rooster to bring conviction to a sinner named Peter. My God is so bad that he paid his taxes by going fishing. My God is so bad that he could take a schoolboy's lunch and feed 5,000. My God is so bad that when they ran out of the good wine, he changed water into wine. Can I get a witness in here? My God is so bad that he can lay his life down and pick it back up again. I want to let y'all know, somebody in here, if you know you got a king like that, you ought to lift your hands and say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to give him some glory in here. I'm getting ready to go home now, but I like this here. He rode in on a donkey, but he's coming back on a horse. Hallelujah. Can I give you one more scripture? And I'm out of here. In Revelation 19:11, y'all come on and shout with me. It said, now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness, he judges and makes wars. His eyes was like flame of fire, and on his head was crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed, but his robe was dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. And he sat on his robe, and on his thigh, there was a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm done now, y'all. But I want to let y'all know about my king. He had no servants, yet they call him king. He had no degree, yet they call him teacher. He had no medicine, yet they call him healer. He had no army, but they feared him. He won no military battles, but he conquered the world. He committed no crime, but they crucified him. Can I get a witness in here? Look at your neighbor and say, ride on King Jesus. Can I get a witness in here? Yeah. How many of you know that God's been good to you? If he's king in your life and you got victory, I need somebody to open up your mouth and say, victory is mine. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Say, oh, neighbor, ride on King Jesus. I like what the psalmist said. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates. Be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates. Lift you up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? Can I tell you who he is? He's supreme shepherd of the sheep. He's exclusive in spiritual beauty. He's distinctive in supernatural capacity. He's radiant in eternal splendor. He's marvelous in his majesty and might. He's matchless in his superior deity. He's magnificent in his mercy. He's sovereign, supreme, and sensational. He's a prognosticator, potentate, who performed miracles in his phenomenal power. And can I tell y'all, one of these days, every knee shall bow. One of these days, every tongue shall confess. Every sickness will bow. Every demon will bow. Every angel will bow. Every man will bow. Every king will bow. Cancer will bow. Dictators will bow. And one of these days, they're going to say, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Can I get a witness in here? Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Y'all will get it in a minute. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Y'all will get it in a minute. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. Is he all right? Is he all right? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Good God Almighty. Hug your neighbor. Put your arm around him. Come on and hug him. Put your arm around him and say, neighbor. Say, oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is he all right? Is he all right? Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Ah! Hallelujah. Put your hand in front of your mouth and blow on it. If you felt breath on your hand, let's do what the Bible said. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Ah!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Woo. It's hot right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, there's something that Reverend Clegg said, that each and every one of us have a plan and a purpose. But you can't know your purpose if you don't know God. Amen. Amen. You know, he talked about that donkey. Amen. You know, some of us are like that donkey. We just be bugging and bugging and bugging. 30 years old, we were bucking. 40 years old, we were bucking. 50 years old, we still bucking. Amen. Amen. But you know what?
That's all right.
The Bible says that no man knows the hour or the time when Jesus is going to come. Amen. And we need to be ready. Amen. You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what tonight holds. Amen. We don't want to be like those, you know the story, those five virgins that weren't prepared. Amen. But we want to be prepared. Amen. We want to know that if we didn't make it tonight, we'd be there tomorrow. Amen. So here's the invitation. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, and you'd like to make him your Lord and Savior, we ask that you would come so you can receive the gift of salvation and eternal life. Is there anyone that would like to come? Amen. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Let's give the word of the Lord a hand tonight. Amen. Did you enjoy the word tonight? Right on, King Jesus. Amen. Tonight, we're so grateful for what our ears have heard tonight. Amen. We would like to acknowledge our host pastor, Dr. Wilson, and Greater Cornerstone. Amen. To Lady Wilson in her absence tonight, we acknowledge her. Amen. To all the spouses that are here of the preachers tonight, we acknowledge you. Amen. To the musicians, amen. We thank God. Amen. To the ministry of Elder Lawrence tonight. Amen. Where's that sweet little girl that was singing? Stand up for me. Amen. Let's give her a hand. I think we can stand up and give her a standing ovation. Amen. We thank God tonight. Next week, amen, join us right back here, amen, as we continue on our journey through our Lenten season. Amen. Our preacher next week will be Pastor Christopher Jones. Amen. He will be preaching from the subject of you. Amen. We are looking forward, amen, to what the Lord has to say through Pastor Jones next week. Amen. At this time, we're going to bring back our preacher, amen, Pastor Clegg, for last remarks and benediction.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's give God some praise in the house. Amen. And I thank God for our president and our assistant president? Vice president. Amen. They are young, y'all. Amen. I saw him jump up out the chair. I was like, thank God. Listen. Amen. Listen. I just want to ask New Covenant. Thank y'all, New Covenant, for coming. Y'all stand up. Those came with New Covenant. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Alicia, God bless. And to my wife, I just want to say I love you, sweetie. Oh, okay. Let us all stand. I said, I'm done. He said, benediction. Amen. Y'all pray for my wife. I haven't been letting her drive, and I've been driving her everywhere. And so yesterday, I took a nap. She called me from the phone asking me, do I want something from Starbucks? Amen. But how many know God is good? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look to the Lord. I want to thank Pastor Lawrence and all the clergy. God bless you guys for y'all's support. And to Pastor Wilson, the host, my buddy, amen. Let's look to the Lord. Then may the grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us henceforth and forevermore. Let us all say amen, 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 and thank God. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love you. And you can't do a thing about it.